The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, is with us on the line. And Minister, we have a number of things to talk about, but I know first you want to echo the comments of Councillor Jimmy Maloney there in relation to the sad passing of Vincent O'Doherty.
Oh, thanks very much, Gerry. I absolutely do. You know, just an enormous tragedy for the family and indeed the wider community. And it's, you know, just, it's almost unimaginable, the sorrow and the grief. Certainly there has been enormous shock at home in relation to it, and this is such a difficult time for the family, and really would like to join with Jimmy in saying that, you know, they're very much so in our thoughts and in our prayers and in our hearts.
Certainly is the case. Now, Minister, you're announcing this morning an updating and a new element to Ireland's anti-bullying and our school anti-bullying programme. This is a big issue at the moment. I know it's playing out in one of the most popular soap operas on television at the moment, Coronation Street, but it is an ongoing issue both online and offline for our students. So what are you announcing today?
Yeah, quite correct, Gerry. I suppose, look, I want to acknowledge in the first instance we have, you know, excellent work happening in our schools every single day, and we aspire every single day that our schools would be safe and happy and inclusive places for all of our children and all of our young people. And there is great work to foster that atmosphere of security within our schools. But we also know that, you know, nothing is ever 100% perfect, and we strive every day to do more and to be more. So in that respect, we did, and I did launch there just last year, the Connaughtus Action Plan on Bullying. And this is Connaughtus coming from the word kindness and promoting that atmosphere of inclusion and kindness in our schools. And specifically now what we're rolling out is the new modules that will be available to schools. And we have worked with the Anti-Bullying Centre in DCU, and these new modules will be additional resources, if you like, into the schools to look at specific areas around, you know, I suppose really ensuring that, you know, how to prevent bullying, responding, I suppose, and reporting bullying, building bystander confidence, dealing with cyberbullying, and also for the very first time, because I'm always conscious that parents, I think it's their greatest fear when they send a child anywhere, but they want to be very, very sure that the child is in a safe and happy environment. And I think it's a great concern for them when they would begin a new club or a new organisation or indeed a school. And so for the first time, I also want to say that we will have a reporting mechanism where there will be a database where schools, anonymised, but schools will relay the information and the data that they have in their own schools as regards cases of bullying and the types of bullying. That will become a database for our inspectorate, so that it will inform future practice and future resources, and, you know, what specifically the issues are and how they need to be tackled. That
is that element designed to try and get over the problem? There has been a problem down through the years, even on this programme, with people contacting us about a failure of the school to deal properly with an allegation. It's a complex, difficult area for a school to deal with, but very often the path of least resistance can be taken by school authorities in these instances.
Well, to be fair, again, and I want to acknowledge that, like, every school must have a very robust anti-bullying policy. There are very clear procedures laid down. You know, the issue is raised within the school, ultimately can be taken to the Board of Management, onto the Ombudsman. Like, there are very, very clear procedures there, and parents must be made aware of what those procedures are. And again, I do want to say, I visit schools the length and breadth of the country. I have considerable experience in the teaching side myself, and I know that there is great work being done. Do we need to get the information out better? Do we need to be more of a comfort to parents in that respect? Absolutely. And where there are areas for improvement, we shouldn't stand back from those areas of improvement. And I think what we're doing here in terms of specifically going into the schools with the support of, as I said, the Anti-Bullying Centre in DCU, they've already trialled these modules in a number of pilot schools around the country. We know they're working. We know that they will be a huge resource to the schools. And again, it's just about confidence building, the resources are there, and ensuring that everybody knows the pathways that are there.
Okay, and that is the situation, and we'll see how that one rolls out as well. Minister Fianna Fáil, Ardesh, this weekend in Dublin. What state do you think the party is in? You're heading into the local and European elections. There's been a lot of talk about Fine Gael and Fine Gael ministries over the last couple of weeks. What do you see for your party in the months ahead?
Well, you're right. It's the 82nd Ardesh, and there's great excitement around it. It's always a highlight in the year's calendar for the Fianna Fáil membership. There will be a strong turnout from the Kerry contingency, as always, at these Ardeshna. I've been going to Ardeshna since I was a child. I never, ever missed an Ardesh, including the weekend that I got married. I had the great good fortune that the Ardesh was actually on in Killarney that year, so I managed to get to it as well. So really the focus of the Ardesh will be on all our candidates. We have excellent candidates right throughout all the different municipal areas in Kerry putting themselves forward. We have new candidates putting themselves forward as well. So we have a great marriage of experience and an influx of new initiative and new energy as well. And we'll also focus, of course, on the European elections, and we have two excellent candidates in our own area running here, the outgoing Billy Kelleher and Cynthia Navarro-Coo. So we've a very, very strong, experienced, capable and committed team being put forward by Fianna Fáil. And I think, you know, in the next number of weeks as well, everything will start to heat up all the more. But our candidates are already out, they're on the ground, they're doing the work, and they have a good record, I think, of service when it comes to local politics and indeed European politics.
Have you got a settled ticket in Kerry, or there are new additions in the offing?
Yeah, well, there has been, a vacancy, we'll say, around the Councillor John Francis Finn, and I want to acknowledge the great, great work that John Francis has done during his time on Kerry County Council. He's a very young a person, and he has made the decision perhaps to look at other options in the short term, but we don't give up the hope and expectation that maybe down the line he might make a return, but certainly there will be a replacement candidate for John Francis, and that will be ratified and confirmed very shortly.
Okay, you'll have to be done sooner rather than later, given that time is ticking away.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. It'll be done in the next couple of days.
Okay. And from that, I was speaking to your party leader on his visit canvassing in Kerry last Friday. He said the stated aim is to maintain the 10 seats that Fianna Fáil won in a very successful local election last year, coming from a place of opposition. How concerned would you be that, you know, 5 years in government would mean that you would be less popular this time round?
I think local elections are that very much so. They're local. They speak to, you know, the issues on the ground, the experience of candidates and the service that has been provided by candidates and the potential of candidates to provide new service and additional service. And I think we are blessed beyond measure in Kerry with the calibre of the candidates that we're putting forward, a mixture, as I said, of experienced county councillors and new time candidates as well. But I also want to say we can point in government to very many positives that have come into Kerry as well, and indeed nationally we can point to tens of millions being expended on regeneration projects, and that's right throughout the county. You know, we can point to enormous funding having gone into Tralee from that regeneration point of view, Killarney, Carsabine. We can point to monies that have gone into Killorglin, Listowel. I mean, I could go right across the
notwithstanding that, though, Sinn Féin are doing much better in the polls than they were. They had a bad local elections and a very strong general election the last time round. If they hold up, and notwithstanding what you're saying about local personalities being involved and locals being different to nationals, but at the same time you'll be under pressure to maintain those 10. It's going to be very competitive.
I would say to you, Sinn Féin themselves would admit that they are coming from an extremely low base in terms of they did not have a successful local elections last time out. They had a very poor local election, so any gains they will make there obviously will be coming from that low base. We come from a very high base of great success last time out. I've 100% confidence in the candidates that we're putting forward. They are men and women of extraordinary dedication who have very strong track records, and I think those track records, you know, will be remembered. And, you know, you speak of, you know, what's happening nationally. I think, again, we can point to, as I've already outlined, you know, the fundings that have come in right across the county, whether it's in terms of, you know, just 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago or whatever, we saw a €345 million investment in Tralee in terms of the Estellas building. So we've seen we're a country at near full employment. We're seeing ongoing improvements across so many different sectors, But, and I would be the first to say it, the work is not done. Nothing is perfect. There is more that needs to be done in a variety of different areas. And we're committed nationally and locally to ensuring that we will do that with the same enthusiasm, energy and dedication that has always been the hallmark of Fianna Fáil. So
sure. we go into
Ardesh with energy and enthusiasm sure. and an expectation.
And I'm sure that'll be the message of Micheál Martin as well in his speech on Saturday night. Minister for Education, Norman Foley, thanks for joining us on the programme.